You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show, Dr. John Ryder. He is a licensed psychologist out of Manhattan in New York City, and today we're going to learn a little bit about his practice and what he's doing to help the fine people of New York. So, Dr. Ryder, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Be glad to be here with you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Always good to hear from a fellow John. I thought we'd start the show off by basically you just kind of giving me a little insight into what it is exactly that you do, what services your practice provides, and how you're going about helping the people in New York.
Well, I've been a psychologist for over three decades, so I've seen people from all walks of life, and I've always been an advocate of positive psychology, which is more about what's right with people, what are your strengths and skills, talents, abilities. And that those are the things that we need to develop to leverage against whatever obstacles, troubles, and problems people are normally facing. And when people look at things from a more positive perspective, I think you get a lot more accomplished in a lot less time.
I think you're 100% right. And I will say I've never really heard of psychology done like this. So very interesting to me to, you know, usually walk into an office and you sit down for a consultation and you tell them that, I'm anxious or I'm stressed out or I'm depressed or whatever it is. So how do you go about helping people see the positive?
Well, I might add that I started off by, working as a psychologist and studying the brain and doing research and teaching and all of that. So right. I have a very wide perspective on what psychology is. And I've traveled very extensively all around the world meeting with monks and professors and teachers and swamis and all the rest. So I've utilized the knowledge that I have from a very wide amount of people in a very wide perspective because I bring to people what really works, what right. makes people feel smarter, stronger in the now.
And what do you generally feel that is? What makes people feel like that?
Well, really, it comes down to energy more than anything else.
Right.
When we're stressed out, we usually feel depleted, stressed, burdened, etc. And yet, there are resources that we can tap into that make us feel smarter, stronger, healthier, happier. So as I talk to someone, I try to identify what are those strengths? What are the things that people really connect with that give them a sense of energy and vitality and give them the strength to overcome those obstacles that we all face? And obviously, there are certain things that are very difficult to confront and deal with,
right.
like schizophrenia or something. Okay, that's a serious mental problem. But
right.
most of all, I don't think anyone gets out of childhood without issues. And then how we handle those issues, what do we do about those things, really determine whether you have the quality of life that you really seek or whether you are just stressed out, depressed, anxious, worried, and constantly, facing all sorts of obstacles.
Now, Dr. Ryder, are there two types of energy? Like, do we have positive and negative energy? And do they kind of work against each other?
I think that is a very good question. And obviously, energy comes as force, but
right.
it can be utilized in a good way or in a negative way. And depression can be a very depleting form of energy that you invest in something that is taking you deeper into the darkness. Anger is a form of energy which takes people into this sort of hostile, aggressive form of energy.
Right.
And yet you can take the high road and say, no, I want to be smarter, tougher, stronger, and I want to tolerate people. I want to accept them. I want to set boundaries. I want to be, a strong individual. And when you identify what makes you strong, virtuous, what makes you smarter and stronger than the opposition, then you usually come up with a plan to escape that negativity. And, usually the good energy triumphs if you know how to use it.
Which is always a good thing. And that brings me brings up a next question that I had, which is basically I've had bouts of depression and anxiety, I'm sure, as everyone has in their life. And one of the things that I kind of noticed about depression is it's an exhausting energy. in a sense of, you know, you may be depressed and, you know, people may see you and you don't want to go out, you don't want to do anything, but you're literally exhausted from having dealt with that.
Well, that's not surprising because that's where your energy is sort of leaking out in the wrong direction.
Right.
And, you know, the question then becomes is, you know, some people do have like this, you know, lifelong problem of feeling depressed always from childhood. Well, that's rather rare, but almost every single human being experiences bouts of depression where, you know, they were going to go out and it rained. Oh, well, the
right.
thing is canceled. And some people go like, oh, okay, well, why don't we just go and play indoors? But other people feel depressed and morose and feel I can't do anything. The world is against me and, you know, give up. And they climb into bed and pull the covers over their head. That's not coping. That's just self-destruction. That's self-sabotage, and there's a reason for it. And it's up to a guy like me to help people identify what are the reasons that we self-sabotage. Why do we go into this negative stuff and not look for the solution? And everyone can find solutions. Everyone can find strengths within, but it is very difficult to do it on your own because you're subjective. You are, at that moment, overwhelmed with the cloud of negativity or depression or sadness or I don't know, whatever it is.
Right. Is the idea here, do you kind of take people, for lack of a better word, do you take people out, kind of out of their own bodies and let them kind of get a different vantage point of their issue and how it's really not all that bad?
Well, obviously, I do give them an opportunity to look at things that are very, very much an opportunity to see what's going on.
Right.
And when they know what's going on, they do feel a little better, smarter, stronger, tougher. And I give people insight. Insight is the most precious thing because insight is the knowledge that surrounds you that you don't see. And I often tell people that we are surrounded by illusions, things that we think are there but aren't really. Or things that aren't there but really are. And when you come to someone who has this experience and this insight, they can then help you see things much more clearly, much more accurately, and
right.
eliminate those illusions and help you actually recognize the strengths and real things that are going on. And that gives you the power to make changes in yourself, in your life.
Now, Dr. Ryder, I have to ask you, unfortunately, before we do have to end the show, but I need to know what got you into this path? What transpired you to do psychology and take that on as a career?
Well, actually, I was always sort of the one who people came to talk to and hang out with. And I was doing this back when I was a teenager in my backyard, and I had a little clubhouse where people would come after high school, you know, and hang out with me. So I've been doing this since I was a teenager. And obviously, I went on and got a PhD and all that. But I've always been interested in meditation and self-exploration, and I've traveled around the world studying with all these different monks and swamis and luminaries and professors from all walks of life, because I do believe that there is more to it than we see, but at the same time, you want to see things accurately. And as a scientist, I do test things out to see that they really do have an effect, and as a kind of a you know, psychologist, I try to understand what are the mechanics, what are the forces that people are dealing with so that you can maximize a person's strengths and abilities and minimize their stress and worries and problems.
Now, Dr. Ryder, unfortunately, we do have to end the show, but I wanted to give you an opportunity. Where can people find your practice online? Do you have a website or anything like that, a Facebook
yes,
page?
If you go to my book title, TakePositiveDirections.com. You can find all sorts of self-help things there and connect to my office and my own website, JohnRyderPhD.com. Also, if you Google my name, you'll see I come up. I have a pretty big footprint.
Wonderful. Dr. John Ryder, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate you sharing your worldly experience with us and, of course, wish you the best of luck going forward.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.